The difference is that the Shochtim have a mustache and the Amish don't. But that's really the only difference. When you see them together, when they go to the store together. So I was there once, and I went to the store with one of the Shochtim, and there were a few Amish there, and he knew them. They said hello to each other, etc. Since in the whole town everybody looks like that, so he said to me, the Amish man, he said, how can you run such a big plant with such few people? With so few people? Because since everybody looked like that, so they only thought that there were two, three Shochtim around. Whereas in the other town, in Mifflinton, where we have about 25 Shochtim, right, so the Goyim there say, you know, this town's got 1,000 Jews in it. Because everybody's walking around in the long black frock and the beard, etc. So it's that question of perception, of how you see it. And in the Middle Ages, the Jews were perceived to be numerous, more numerous than they were. So therefore, you had this problem of the church having won its war against the Muslims, having Christianized all of Europe, and you had this group that was like a bone that you couldn't swallow. What were you going to do with them? So beginning from the time of the First Crusade, from about the year 1100, till the Protestant Reformation, it's a period of over 400 years, the church made a concerted effort to convert Jews. To convert large numbers of Jews to Christianity. And the methods that were used included bribery on one hand and coercion on the other hand. Kidnapping. Rabbeinu Tam brings in the Sefer HaYosha children from his community that were kidnapped by Goyim and raised as Goyim. And then later on in life discovered that they were Jewish. Whether they needed gerus, whether they had to be reconverted to Judaism if they wanted to return to the fold. And the Rabbeinu Tam says there that these were not isolated instances. We have the problem in our time yet from the vestiges of the Holocaust, of the Second World War. There were thousands and thousands of Jewish children that were taken to Catholic homes and Catholic monasteries and all over Europe. And after the war, the church refused to give them up. There was a book written, I think Marie was the name of the book. But the current cardinal of Paris, Lustiger, who calls himself Lustiger, is a Jewish boy whose mother was taken to Auschwitz, and so when he was raised by Catholics and he became a Catholic, and he's the Cardinal of Paris now, and he says he considers himself a Jew. I don't know what the pshat in that is. Probably means he realizes that he will not be the Pope, so making peace with it.